Darren, your first defeat in eight games. How did you feel the Baggies played today?
Yeah, I thought today we were in bits and pieces. Was stop start really. I thought for the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we played really well. We got after them. We started bright. And I think as they grew into the game, they restructured their game plan and everything else and tried to stop and nullify us. And then as the game went on, I think they grew more and more into the game. I think what we did was the game was a battle today. It was a physical battle. And both teams were at it really today. I thought Wigan were very, very good in their work rate off the ball. I thought as a team they defended well as a root team, but also they went up against us and fought for every ball as we was contesting it, and the game was evenly balanced from that aspect. But obviously the all important chance fell to them, and he stuck it away.
Poor goal to concede. I know they all are technically, but did you feel that?
Yeah, I mean, it was in terms of poor goal from our aspect, in terms of the goal that we'd given them. So that's a little bit of a disappointment, really. But I thought we were better off the ball in terms of, you know, nullifying areas. And there was areas that we'd worked on that I saw that was better from us, which is pleasing. But also at the same time, you're never happy after a defeat, no matter however they come. But again, you know, Rob, it's within these next 24 hours, I'll look at that with my coaching staff at the game and pick the bones out of the game. But certainly come Monday morning, it's all about the game on Wednesday night.
Did you feel you did enough to get something out of the game, though? Because there weren't that many chances for Albion today, were there?
I thought at worst, you know, I said to the Blazers, and I thought at worst that was a 0-0 today, you know, at worst. So to give them the goal, what we did give them, was a bit disappointing. But at worst, it was a 0-0. But again, this is what the Championship's about. And if every little point and detail does matter, and we've come away today and lost the game, you know, let's not beat about that, really. But you can think that you deserve a draw. And the way the game ebbed and flowed, everybody would have said it looked like a draw. But we've lost the game. But again, it's an opportunity again to pick the bones out of it. Why, where, when, how. And we try and put those wrongs right for a game on another tough game on Wednesday night.
A lot of cards shown. Two yellows to Jake Livermore today. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's got no complaints. I don't think I've got any complaints really of the red card. I don't think you'll see much argument from our point of view. Jake's held his hands up and it's one of them. You know, we move on. He suffered a red card, two bookable offences. And I've got nothing but the referee was correct in his decision and we move on.
And Wigan were complaining a lot, particularly about the J. Rodriguez challenge on Gary Roberts. You were quite close to that.
It's a strong challenge. I don't see anything wrong with it. There was other challenges today. You look at the one where Harvey Barnes is deemed to have dived for the penalty, and when you look back at the replays, he's not dived at all on it. So he warranted in getting a booking red. He didn't really. So, you know, you ebb and flow, but you won't hear me cry over spilt milk, because the game was a good contest today. It was a battling performance by both teams today, and we've seen a chance what dropped to them that, okay, we might be disappointed from our point of view, given the aspect of the goal, but it's falling to them, and it's something that we look back on now and try and move on with it in terms of game on Wednesday night and the games coming in the future.
And just finally, that is about it now, you know, getting the response out of the Derby game now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you try and do. Every game's a response in terms of when you win, lose or draw, it's on to the next game, because this one's gone, and that's the way it is in this league. In two or three days, you're competing for another game, and that's the relentless pursuit of the division. So come Monday morning, we are all about looking at the game on Wednesday. We've picked the bones out of this, and in less than 36 hours, it's all about the next game.